Morning, y'all. My name is Lincoln. Thanks for coming in today. We're here to grow in Christ together. We believe that there's always more of God to know and experience. It is spring, which means that it's turkey season, and it's a time where grown men can go out in the woods and get fooled by large chickens.
I'm Kelly, and if you want to learn more about how you can become a part of our family here at LifeBridge, you can go to My LifeBridge. There's a ton of resources there, and Next Steps is one of those, so we'd love for you to check that out.
All right. We're so appreciative of all of y'all's giving. We believe that everybody is called to be generous with their time, with their talents, with their efforts. These are all the ways that you can give. You can text it. You can do Venmo. You can do cash and check, pirate treasure, galleons, doubloons, whatever you got. We will take all of it. You can do it on our new Tidely Church app. And we're just so thankful for everything that y'all have given. It's how we keep the lights on here, how we do local missions, global community. And we just really appreciate all of y'all's time and giving.
Yeah, and this, we are celebrating 10 years this year, so which is really exciting. So we are having an anniversary dinner. Everybody is welcome. It is Saturday, April 27th. We would love for you to submit memories and photos of your time at LifeBridge. The deadline to do that is today. So if you are like me and you need a little bit of pressure to get that kind of thing done, today is your day.
And coming up, we are going to do a LifeBridge family church camp over at Camp Timberlee, or is it Timberlee? I've heard it both ways, emphasis on both. So it's going to be August 23rd to the 25th, so you can register now. We're not going to talk about it all summer, but we just want to know how many families are going to sign up for it, who's interested. It's a good time to come and show off all of your camping gear, who's got the best. I know Andy has the full Ryobi lineup of all the getup. So come out and have a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun. So now we can welcome up Savannah and Clay to talk about math. It's going to be awesome and really, really exciting.
All right, one quick item for the Timberlee camping. If you don't have Andy's super cool Ryobi gear and you need some, there's a spot to sign up for any of the equipment that you might need, tents, anything like that. We got some super campers like Lincoln and Andy, so they got more than enough to go around. If equipment's a thing, just put it on there and we'll make it happen. All right, next slide, please. All right, so pie chart. We have to do it a little bit, right? So 2023 in review. I know last we talked about this was just after New Year's, so finished the year under budget. Great news, okay? We talked about that. Just want to come back to that. That allowed us, with that year-end giving, to fully fund our Serve Sunday food pack event that we did in February. Looking at 2024 as a budget update here, just ask for prayer and continued accountability as a bedrock of what we're doing. That is all the pie charts, all the numbers, all the Excel, that comes first. Some of the items that we've seen from the budget so far, so static total expenses. Our budget this year remains the same as last year in terms of what we're forecasting for our expenses. Some items with that, we've decreased some of our internal expenses, so the staff looked at subscriptions to different softwares that would be more advantageous for the church, saving us money in that way and being good stewards of our finances. Also increases to missions and outreach. So we wrapped up our Hallou House funding, and John has indicated some of the items that Savannah's going to talk about in missions, but also we're continuing to support Hallou House in our budget. So that's great news. And then one other item here, wages account for inflation, which is something that from a stewardship and numbers side, I was really happy to be able to reflect that our staff were able to account for inflation in their wages. So thank you for your consistent giving, allowing the church budget to do that. And year to date, we're 20% under our budget as it stands right now. So obviously that ebbs and flows with different larger transactions and year-end taxes and all that good stuff. But right now we're 20% under our budget. So with that said, I want to pass it over to Savannah to kind of talk about that green slice of the pie.
So if you are newer to LifeBridge, we typically do a ministry partner highlight. We have several ministry partners, both locally and globally. You can see that out in the lobby there. We have little cards. It's also on the website. So we try to just give you guys regular updates of a global and local partner of ours, just to keep you aware of what's going on and their current needs and things like that. So today I'm talking briefly about Exploit No More and the Hlu House. So the Hoops for Hope 3-on-3 tournament that we just had, which was a ton of fun, that is our main fundraiser for Exploit No More. If you're not familiar with them, they are up in Milwaukee, and they primarily try to help fight sex trafficking for adult women in that area. One of their main ministries is for a women's house. So they help provide all kinds of support systems, educational resources, life skills, devotionals, food, shelter, all that good stuff. So the Hoops for Hope event was tons of fun, and we raised about $2,600 for them, and that just goes directly to them. So that was awesome. When I was checking in with Josh Beaton, he was very grateful, very excited for our continued partnership. And so the things he wanted me to surface was just they're always looking for particular hygiene products for their supply wish list. So if you go to their website, just their donate section, they have a list that they consistently update, but most of them are very much stagnant. They're very much the same. So they also give ways that you can either drop it off, or sometimes they pick them up from certain locations, depending on that. So all the details of what they're looking for and how to get it to the house are on that website. And he also just wanted to put a bug in everyone's ear for the annual gala in October. John and I went last year, and I think it was their first, it was their first one. So, and it was awesome. They did a really good job. It was a really nice night. So more to come on that. We've got some time, but just wanted to put a bug in everyone's ear. So our global highlight this today is the Hlu House, and I want to invite up Amy and Seth Barr because they are going to tell us a little bit about their upcoming trip where they are going to help support some of the initiatives at the Hlu House.
I just want to say we've been coming here for 10 years, and for the first bit, it was in the church bylaws that I was not allowed to have a microphone. So I'm pretty excited, frankly, about this. You want to tell them about the Hlu House to start?
I thought you were going to do all the talking.
Go for it. You can do this. You're great.
Okay, so most of you, I think, know a little bit about the Hlu House, but Lindsay and Darren come back and visit every once in a while. Awesome people that you should get to know the next time they come to visit. They started the Hlu House for kids that were in their community that didn't have a place to go after school or sometimes during school, and just kind of an outreach to minister to kids whose parents were working or not available to them. And it has grown over the years. I think they've been 8-ish years, yeah, somewhere that they've been open. And so now they have a sustainable farm that does a lot of community outreach as well. So they're working with local restaurants and businesses in the community. So they're really expanding their outreach, which is really fun. So our trip that we're planning this summer is going to be during a time that they have a holiday program. And their holiday programs are a place for kids to go during the day because they do school all year round, which means then they take longer periods of breaks instead of like one big long summer break. So kids will be off of school for 2 to 3 weeks. And then at the Hlu House, they have activities and ministry and opportunities for the kids to just have somewhere safe to be. So we're going to help with that and to get down and dirty working on a farm and whatever they have for us to help with. And taking our 4 kids along, which will also be muddy, messy fun.
Our 4 kids have been sharpening sticks because they're told baboons are a problem down there, so they're really looking forward to that aspect of the trip. Yeah. But yeah, so May 11th, we will be doing a fundraiser for their holiday program. They're looking to raise, I think they were trying to raise $1,500 to fund this whole program. They're expecting 75 to 100 kids to be with them for 2 full weeks. And so we'll be down there on the farm helping with that. May 11th, 4 to 6, kind of come, grab a plate. It's going to be barbecue. We're going to be smoking some pork butts and eating pit beans. So anyone wants to come, come on out.